"Do you know what I'll do?" said Pinocchio. "For certain reasons of mine, I too want to see that shark. But I'll go after school. I can see him then as well as now."
"Poor simpleton!" cried one of the boys. "Do you think that a fish of that size will stand there waiting for you? He turns and off he goes, and no one will ever be the wiser."
"How long does it take from here to the shore?" asked the Marionette.
1 hour there and back."
"Very well, then, let's see who gets there first," cried Pinocchio.
At the signal, the little troop, with books under their arms, dashed across the fields. Pinocchio led the way, running as if on wings, the others following as fast as they could. Now and again he looked back, and, seeing his followers hot and tired, and with tongues hanging out, he laughed out heartily. Unhappy boy! If he had only known then the dreadful things that were to happen to him on account of his disobedience! End of chapter.